Father, we thank you once again for your word. Lord, may the Holy Spirit be our teacher today as we focus upon this subject. A question, Lord, that we cannot escape every day. Lord, do I really love you? Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? Am I really letting the people know around me that I love you when I'm here? Father, help us today to realize that our life is a vapor. It appears a little time and it vanisheth away. And only what is done for Christ is going to last. And God, help us to be mindful every day, Lord, of you and what you've done for us. Bless your people today. Thank you, dear God, today for these that are here. Some have been out because of sickness. They're back. Some are still sick. We pray for them. You bless them today and give them better health that they may be able to come back next week if it be your will. Have your will in that way now in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Matthew chapter 22, we find in verses 36, 37, and 38, we find here that the lawyer here is focusing upon Christ with a question. He says in verse 36, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? That's a very important question, isn't it? Which is the most important question in the law? Also, we see also Jesus answered him. He answered in verse 37, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. My, that is a big commandment, is it not? That is something that we all are in challenge to every day, to love the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and all our strength. Do we love him? In other words, this is his answer. He says, verse 38, this is the first and great commandment. He answers the question here of the Pharisees concerning the most important commandment. And then he says, verse 39, the second is like to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So we see here, first of all, Jesus answers the questions the Pharisees had concerning the commandment. Which is the best commandment? Which is the most important commandment? Now look at verse number 41. Verse 41, we see here, Jesus, he questions the Pharisees. You know, I'm amazed at how Jesus answers questions many times by asking questions. Have you ever asked somebody a question and they answered you with a question? It happens quite often, doesn't it? Jesus does that a lot. We see here as Jesus now, he's questioning the Pharisees here with something else that's very important. He says, verse 41, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what's the next five words? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? A very important question here concerning the Messiah. It's asked, and then we find the latter part of verse 42 is answered. They say unto him, the son of David, the son of David. Now we know that's not true, but we see here the question here concerning the Messiah, is what think ye of Christ? A very important question. We know that Jesus was of the lineage of David, but he wasn't a son of David. Okay? So we find here that the question is asked, the question is answered. Concerning this, and that question is our thought today. What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? The Pharisees, that's their question. Their question. And they said, the answer is who? The son of David. The son of David was their answer. What think ye of Christ? Now, notice also, if you go back to Matthew 21, Matthew 21, look at the multitude here, what their answer is. Matthew 21, verse 1, we read beginning with verse 1, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, that is the disciples, they will come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. This is a command Jesus has given two disciples. Go to a town and get the ass and bring them back to me. And he said, verse 3, if any man say aught unto you or question you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet saying. We find that Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Tell you the daughter of Sion, behold, thy king, notice, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foam of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great, what? A multitude of people now are there gathered together. Notice what they did. They spread their garments in the way. Jesus was headed to where? Jerusalem. He was headed to Jerusalem here, and he would find the multitude. They go before him, spreading their garments on the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and straw them in the way. In other words, they're laying down the carpet for the king to go in there to Jerusalem, is what they're thinking. Okay? They're laying a carpet down for him. And notice in verse number 9, and the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna there means save now, we pray. Save now, we pray. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And notice, the multitude is bringing Jesus in to Jerusalem. They're laying out the branches and their garments for him to ride the donkey in. And verse 10, it says, when they come into Jerusalem, Jerusalem now, notice all the city was moved, saying, what's the next question? Who is this? They didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was. Who is this? Who is this? And the multitude explained, said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. You know, the world today is saying concerning Jesus, who is this? Who is he? They don't understand who he is. They don't understand what he's done for them, you see. Here we find, again, the multitude, ushering, if he was the king, they think, into Jerusalem here. And we see here, they are unlearned about this, you see. But it's removed in verse number 11, when the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Identify who Jesus Christ is. What think you of Jesus? We see the Pharisee says, he's the son of David. We see the multitude here. We thought he was going to be their king, also the son of David. But we see the multitude explain the situation when the people of Jerusalem asked the question, who is this? He is the Son of God, Son of God. Now, turn over to Matthew 16. Let's look at the different opinions of different people here today as we look about Jesus. What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? Who is he to you? Oh, he's my Savior, is he? I hope he is. But he's more than that. He should be more than that. Daily, we think about him. This is the question, folks, that we cannot escape. The way we live our life proves to others around us who he is to us, what we think about him, what we think about him. Our life is so important. Our life is so important. In Matthew 16, look at verse number 13. We see here, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, no, this time, Jesus is asking the question, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? Give me some men. What do they say about me? And notice what he said. They said, in verse 14, they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or the prophets. So we see here different opinions about who Jesus is. The disciples that were asked this question, when he mentioned John the Baptist, he's talking about his message. You know, John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, taketh away the sin of the world. Okay? That was his message, wasn't it? That was his message. We also see that when the disciples, concerning Elias, talking about his miracle, the miracles that he did, God did through him, I should say. And then we find Jeremiah talking about the ministry of Christ, minister Jeremiah, and how he was a prophet for God, to preach the Word of God and teach the Word of God to people. But notice in verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? You know, first of all, he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then he said, but whom say ye that I am? And notice, of course, Simon Peter, verse number 16, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's who Jesus is, folks. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Peter said that. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. God in heaven revealed that to Peter, who Jesus Christ was. And we see that here. So we see now these people responding to the question, Who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am? You know, who am I? What think you of Christ? And we see different people have different opinions. And I challenge you again, this week, when you go out visiting, you ask people that question, what think you of Christ? And see what kind of answers you get. They need to know, people need to know who Jesus is, folks. And we have the answer. We can tell him who he is. If you're saved today, and probably all of you are, he's your Savior. He's the Son of God, the one that loves you enough to die for you. He came to seek and to save you. I'm thankful today that he did that, just that. So we see to these people during the lifetime of Jesus here, when they were asked this question, how they answered. Someone said to the artist, the painter, he's the one altogether lovely. You know, we see pictures quoted of Christ, which I don't believe none of them like him. But I know one thing, he's lovely to me. You know, I think about this, Pastor. I was thinking the other day, as I was looking at this, if 10 men walked in that door right there today, and one of them was Christ, and I didn't know nor one of the men, and one of them was Christ, would I be able, in this physical body that I have, recognize who he is? Would I? The Bible says, eye is not seen, ears not heard. He's recording God, what he's going to do for us. But he was to come in our presence today, will we recognize him in this flesh, in this body that I have? Because he has a glorified body. And you know, one day we're going to have a glorified body. And we're not going to have that glorified body until we get to where he is, right? We're going to be changed, you see. But what do we think about him? Not just physically, but spiritually. What is he? What is he to us? What is he to us? To the architect, he's the chief cornerstone. To the church, he's the rock. Amen? He's the rock. To the baker, he's the bread of life. The bread of life. He's what we need to feast upon to give this inner man the strength and wisdom we need to live for him while we're here. He's our food, if you please. To the banker, he's the hidden treasure. He's a treasure to me. He's a treasure to you that know him. We need to open and share that treasure with other people that we come in contact with every day. Every day. We also see to the builder, he's the sure foundation. I like that song we sing, My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My anchor. He's my anchor. I need no other to carry me. I know he's my anchor. To the carpenter, he's the door. He's the way into eternal life, the door for mankind. What do you think of Christ? Doctor, he's a great physician. You know, I'm amazed how God is able. God, I know, can do anything he wants to do. He can heal anybody. But I also know there are things in people's lives that it's not God's will to heal. I know that. But it's all for the glory of God. Just like that man was blind all his life, remember? And he was that way because God wanted to get glory for what he's going to do. And that's what God wants to do out of your life and my life. He wants to get glory. To the educator, he's the new and the living way. The new and the living way. I'm so glad that God found me. I'm so glad that he gave me a new way, a living way, his way, you know, to live for him and serve him in my life. To the farmer, he's a sower. He's the Lord of harvest. We're like the farmers as children of God. You know that? We're to go and sow the word of God and let God give the increase. Unless it's sown, folks, there ain't going to be any increase. You know? You reap sparingly, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly, aren't you? But also, if you reap sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. And the word of God, I'm afraid today, is being sown sparingly. And may God help us to realize that we need to share it more and more. We see in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 1 through 5, we won't read it today, but we see here What think ye of Christ? Well, let's go and look there at Pilate in the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter number 23. Luke chapter 23, verse number 1. What think ye of Christ? And the whole multitude of them arose and led him, as Jesus, unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidden to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priest and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee unto this place. Pilate said to Jesus concerning Christ, What do you think, Christ? I find no fault in this man. I find no fault in this man. You know, it amazes me how the world today is trying to slander Christ, even as a man. Saying he's not who he was, said he was, sinless and spotless. But you know, the world can say what he wants to say, but I know that Jesus Christ was a sinless man. Amen. He did no sin. If he sinned, he wasn't God. God does not sin. Therefore, he was sinless. He was sinless, you see. But Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. This man. What think ye of Christ? In chapter 27 of Matthew, we find the centurion. He said, truly, this was the Son of God. He recognized him as the Son of God. In Matthew chapter 27, read these verses here if I can find them quickly. Matthew 27, beginning with verse number 52. Matthew 27, verse 52. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after the resurrection, and went to the holy city, appeared to them. Now went the centurion, and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. The centurion said, This was the Son of God. What think ye of Christ? Pilate said, I find no fault in him. The centurion said, Truly this was the Son of God. John the Baptist, you know the story of him in John chapter 1 and verse number 19, verse number 29. John chapter 29 and verse number 29. What does John say about Jesus? We see here, John chapter 19. John chapter 1. I'm sorry, John chapter 1. John the Baptist saying in John chapter 29. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We see that John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God, when the question is answered by God. What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? We see Thomas said in John 20, verse 24 through 29, My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Now the question for us today is, what do we think of Christ? What do you think of Christ? Who is he to you today? You say, Brother Keith, I'm saved. I'm born again, child of God. I'm going to heaven. Well, that's good to know him as your Savior. Well, what else is he to you today? Is he precious to you today? Is he precious to you today, to me, as he ought to be? Do we think of him often? Or do we think of him when we're just at the church and hear the Bible read? Do we focus on him any at all during the week? Who is he to you? Who is he to me? What think ye of Christ? It's very, very important. Is he glorious in our eyes? Do we, you know, I long to see him one day face to face. I really do. I long to see him. I know one day I will see him. May Christ be our confidence in life. Our confidence in life. May he be our joy in life. May he be our all in life. Like the song we sing every Sunday morning, the chorus. So Some of us probably get tired of it, but it's a course that we ought to be reminded every week that Jesus is all we need. He's all we need in this world. It's not about getting things and canning things and all this, but it's about living for my Savior, Jesus Christ. What does he mean to you? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? May we daily be made aware of the fact that we need to be more dedicated to him and concerned about lost people. Lost people. You know, you go in the world, and I do too, and we see people that are hurting. People have needs in their lives. But the greatest need they have is to be saved. You know, I think about these people sometimes. You go to these places and you see these people standing out having a need, you know, standing by the stores and all. Would we even offer to give them a tract? Have you ever given one of those people a tract, a gospel tract? Would you not say that's the greatest need they have? To hear about Jesus? Hear about Jesus. May God help us, even in this thing, or those people like that, take the time to stop and give him a track or her a track. She needs to know. She needs to know. You know, the greatest need in the world today is Jesus Christ. People need to know him. They need to hear about him. Let me ask you this. Who's going to tell them? If we don't tell them, they won't be told. They'll never know. We have to do it. We have to tell them. Our lives every day show to people what we think of Jesus Christ. By what we do, by what we say, people recognize what we think of Christ. I want to get that in my mind. I want to get it in your mind this year, 2017. It's very important what we do, where we go, what we say. Because somebody's watching. Somebody's watching. A brief example. Someone was talking with a student. This has been probably, I don't know, years ago. And that student really recognized that this person was a Christian. And began to talk about maybe how they had devotions or whatever, you know. And time went by, and later on, this student come to this same person and says, I want to share something with you. My mother and I has started a time of devotion. And if it had not been for that teacher sharing with that student what she does, this student and her mother may have never started one. So I'm saying that my life every day counts. It's either for Christ or not for Christ. What do you think of Christ? It's important today. It's obvious you love him. You're here today, amen? You love him, and I love him. But what do you think of Christ when we go out those doors? Do we focus any more on him? Or is it all left at church? Or is it at home? The Bible says if our salvation be hid, it's hid to who? Them that are lost. Them that are lost. See, I said so many times, you can't be saved and not know it. Amen? You can't be saved and not know it. If you're saved, you know it. We witnessed that a few weeks in visitation, talking to people about the Lord. We've had two, I know, just said, yeah, I know I'm saved. You know? You don't hear that often. But when you hear it, it's a blessing. Somebody to tell you they're saved. You know, it's pretty much genuine when it happens, you see. Some people, I think so, I hope so, I go to church or whatever, you know. But when somebody says, I know I'm saved, that's a blessing, folks. They're telling you what they think of Christ when they say that. May the Lord help us as we look at this next week. We're going to look at why all men ought to think of Christ. Why all men ought to think of Christ. That's the question next week. All men ought to thank Christ. The saved and the lost, all men ought to think of Christ. Would you agree with that? But we don't, do we? They don't. We don't. Like we should. But why should we? Why should they think about Jesus Christ? It's very, very important. We know the scriptures verify the fact that we should. And may the Lord help us as we look at this subject this month. What think ye of Christ? Folks, ask somebody that this week, would you? Would you be bold? Ask God to give you the boldness to ask somebody this week, what do you think about Jesus Christ? When you ask them what church they go to, they got all the answers. Okay? When you ask them, what do you think about Christ? That's a different question. That's a different question. That's going to provoke them to think before they answer, you see. The world is smart, folks. Satan is smart. He knows how to hinder me and cause me to get discouraged when I talk to him about the Lord. And we've got to be sure that God gives us the questions to ask these people today that they need to answer. We have to be more specific with people. What do you think about Jesus Christ? May the Lord help us this week as we go out to the world and tell somebody about Jesus. But ask them, what do you think about Jesus? Let them tell you, okay? Don't tell them. Let them tell you. And then from what they tell you, God will give you discernment. That's what you need to say to them now. You see? Sometimes we give all the answers out, okay? And they don't want to hear our answers. Let them ask us first, and then we reply from them to them and see how God will work in that. God help us as we go out this week. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you've given us the word of God, Lord, as a challenge, Lord, in our lives to live for you. And Lord, I pray, God, as we endeavor every week, Lord, to try to do something that will bring honor to you, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need your help. We need your guidance. We need the Spirit of God to infill us and give us that wisdom we need to share Christ with people. Lord, may this thought be in our mind this week. What think ye of Christ, Keith? What think ye of Christ? Who is he to you? Is he precious? Is he ever loving? Do you really love me as you ought to love me? God help us as your people today to grow, to be strong, and Lord, be the witness you want us to be this year, 2017. God, that we might see people come to know Christ as Savior. Lord, have your will and way now in the next service. May you be honored, may you be glorified in the singing and in the preaching. Give our preacher power and wisdom to teach your word to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.